Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 21st of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food, day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Saviour and my God. Today's article, titled "The Light of Hope," was written by So Chiel Dixon. My mother's shiny red cross should have been hanging next to her bed at the cancer care centre, and I should have been preparing for holiday visits between her scheduled treatments. All I wanted for Christmas was another day with my mum. Instead, I was home, hanging her cross on a fake tree. When my son Xavier plugged in the lights, I whispered, "Thank you." He said, "You're welcome." My son didn't know I was thanking God for using the flickering light bulbs to turn my eyes towards the ever-enduring light of hope, Jesus. The writer of Psalm 42 expressed his raw emotions to God. He acknowledged his downcast and disturbed soul before encouraging readers. "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Saviour and my God." Even though he was overcome with waves of sorrow and suffering, the psalmist's hope shone through the remembrance of God's past faithfulness. He ended by questioning his doubts and affirming the resilience of his refined faith. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Saviour and my God." For many of us, the Christmas season stirs up both joy and sorrow. Thankfully, even these mixed emotions can be reconciled and redeemed through the promises of the true light of hope, Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for carrying me through times of grief and joy all year round. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lorraine, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.